Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good Monday afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's great to have you on board. Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. We're looking forward, by the way, to returning June 5th to the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Will be there on June 5th. They have two flights still available for the afternoon draw on June 5th, but there are several openings for the morning, and if you could join us, that would be great. We're talking about a great cause, and because it's lined up on June 5th, and we're telling you about it now, I think it gives you plenty of time to go out and plan for it. So that's June 5th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. I'll be there, Kevin will be there, and we're really looking forward to a great day there for a great cause. We'll also do the show there that day as well. We're in the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and the Hilshire's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilshire's General Store. Go to www.hilshirestore.com. Big weekend, including the Players Championship. We're starting to get revved up for the Indianapolis 500. Kevin, by the way, tells me that he is going to be taking the young lad out to Pocono to actually see practice. And my reaction to that is very much the same as Allen Iverson. It's practice. It's practice. You're taking the kid out for practice.
But you have to understand, they've never run this track before, so this is going to be a very entertaining practice. I mean, some of these guys, I don't even think were behind a wheel of a go-kart when they last ran at Pocono.
Adding sanity to the show will be Steve Briggs at 4:35 today, the head coach at Susquehanna. Looking forward to that.
Practice.
You're going to take the kid up to watch one car at a time practice.
I have been waiting since the year I graduated from high school to see these cars at the Tricky Triangle. I don't want to miss any of it.
It's practice. Now, what day do you have us committed to go there?
Right now, it looks like the 5th, which would be
Thursday.
Is it Thursday or is it Friday?
Maybe it's Friday.
I think it's Friday.
Practice. All right. Before we get to the rest of the show, we have Above the Noise. Here's Dan Patrick.
Sunbury Motors is having their 65th annual new Ford truck sale.
65 years of saving.
Choose from over 160 new trucks with savings up to $11,000. The number one selling truck in the world for 36 consecutive years is the Ford F-150. And Sunbury Motors has them on sale as low as $20,954. SMC has a huge selection of hardworking Super Duty trucks, including Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Sunbury Motors has over 40 of the totally redesigned 2013 Ford Escape, starting from just $20,975. The hot-selling 2013 Ford Explorer is slashed $3,300, with 4x4s priced as low as $29,930. This is Central PA's largest truck sale of the year. Hurry in to Sunbury Motors in the 4th Street Auto Plaza during this unprecedented 65th annual May New Truck Sale. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century. Hurry before someone gets your truck.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Responses everything. GetToKnowUs at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PrettyInsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
This commercial has stopping power, my friends, so listen up. NAPA is offering up to a $50 mail-in rebate card with the purchase of qualifying brake products. So hurry or stop in. NAPA brakes are built to the highest quality standards and designed to improve stopping in all conditions. So come on into your local NAPA Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center. $50, that's real money, my friend.
NAPA know-how.
Mail-in rebate available with qualifying purchase at participating NAPA Auto Parts stores and Auto Care Centers. Visit NAPAonline.com for details. Offer expires 5/31/13.
At home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the dreamy candle light still burning bright through the sycamore's leaves.
1 second, he's on the air going, surprise. Surprise, surprise, we're back home again. Jim Neighbors.
You know what I think of every time I see that? You remember the movie Stroker Ace? All I can think,
I know of it. I know of it. I never saw it.
All I can think is Burt Reynolds going, look, every time he sings, it's out of the side of his mouth. And then there's Jim Neighbors looking in the rearview mirror how he sings all the time. It was just, it's one of those that you have to go back and see because it's really quite funny.
Well, they have a 33-car field. Why bother having qualification?
I'll tell you what, that really, I'm serious, that concerns me.
Well, sure can show you. The sport's dying.
No, that has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with the fact that the cars are becoming very, very expensive, and it's hard for these teams, some of these smaller teams especially, to come up with multi-car efforts. I mean, that's the bad part of it. I mean, right now, Andretti has, what, 4 potential cars? You know, that's a lot of expense. Now, granted, they're having a really good year as a team, so that helps. But right now, it shows 33 cars are entered to make the field. I'm hoping maybe one or two, you know, maybe somebody gets into the field on the first day. And then somebody walking around Indianapolis Motor Speedway, all of a sudden they find there's a backup car available. So, you know, they have the money and they put them in and get a ride and see what happens.
Sport's dying.
And that's what's really fun with the first day. Not only is the first day of qualifying Saturday pole day, but it also is an opportunity for some of those teams that maybe have an extra car sitting there going, well, I don't know. Wait, hold on. All of our drivers are in. You know, we can make some money on this if we put somebody in the 33-car field, even in the back. So all of a sudden, Sunday becomes a little more interesting because these guys that were just walking around the track now get an opportunity to get into a seat and try and make the 33-car field. It's one of the few. Listen, it's the only race that does this. That's what makes it interesting. For the first
Sergio Garcia and Tiger Woods fight on the golf course. And then Sergio dumps 2 balls into the water. More people are intrigued by that than 33 cars starting in Indianapolis.
And that's sad.
No, it's not. No, it's not. All right. Indianapolis has done this to themselves.
Sergio is blaming him for distracting him.
Hey, people like personalities.
You're a professional golfer. Suck it up.
Indy needs a good fight. No.
Is that what's missing? We need 2 drivers to take the helmets off and duke it out on the yard of bricks.
No, but Indianapolis does the IndyCar Racing Series does a lousy job building up to its biggest race.
That's true. That is true.
They do a lousy job. They do all these road course races. I'm sorry, those don't work. If that worked, then why isn't Formula One popular in this country? And Formula One has never been popular in this country.
But I watch both, all right? So I can consider myself somewhat of an expert when it comes to at least the entertainment level of it. I will tell you this much. A road course on IndyCar is much more entertaining than a road course on Formula One. I can tell you what the Formula One problem is.
The Formula One problem is they have one set amount of fuel. You put in enough fuel to run the race. That's it. There are no pit stops for fuel in Formula One. It's a whole bunch of guys over the wall to change four tires, and then it's a pit stop of 4 seconds. I mean, let's face it, in any kind of auto racing, that's one of the more exciting parts of the race is the pit stop. You don't have that in Formula One. It just doesn't exist. That's why Formula One stinks in the U.S.
IndyCar is open wheel, oval racing at high speeds.
Agreed.
That's what it is.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Okay, that is what it is. It is putting, you know, even though they had the incident in Texas, which was terrible, but that's what people want to see out of IndyCars. They want to see, that's why bringing it back to Pocono is so important, because it's going to be open wheel, tri-oval racing at high speeds. That's what people want to see. They don't want to see cars throttling down to 75, 80 miles an hour going around turns and never passing.
I don't mind a couple of them a year, but I agree with you. I think there are too many in IndyCar.
A change up once in a while is fine. Like, for example, in NASCAR, when they go to Watkins Glen, that's part of the circuit. Watkins Glen's a very popular stop on the circuit, and it's a nice change of pace. But they also have so many races in NASCAR during the course of the year that a change of pace is really good. Now, they have different strokes for different folks. 2.5 miles, then you get down to Bristol, okay? Then you go to Dover. They're all different size tracks. What's Bristol, half mile?
Bristol's
Dover's a mile.
Dover's
right?
A mile.
Dover's a mile. Bristol's a half mile. Daytona's 2.5. What, Talladega's 2.5, right? Then they go to Indianapolis with the Brickyard 400 first weekend in August. That's 2.5 miles. They're all different in terms of the tracks that they go to, which brings with it a different kind of racing. Indianapolis does not have that. Right? When they need to put these guys on super speedways, race them, have a race during the year that is a course race, but that's it. They used to have it.
There's a couple I would like to see.
You have to know who you are, and they don't know who they are. You have to know who you are to the general casual sports fan, and Indianapolis does not know who they are. NASCAR knows who they are.
There are three road courses three courses that I'd like to see stay on if they were to do a revamp.
I
like Detroit.
Detroit. I'm trying to move the sport ahead. You're trying to set it back.
Detroit, okay, Sao Paulo, and Long Beach. Those are the three that I would like to see, because I think those three have the most entertaining drive to them.
People want to see open wheel speed.
I agree.
Okay, they don't want to see them, and nobody passes anybody.
But you've got, those are two tracks with really long straightaways. That actually get some speed as well as the ability to brake and handle the car. So I think you do get the best on those three particular tracks. Now, as far as the ovals, I agree with you. I think there should be plenty of ovals. I'm not a big fan of the split. I know IndyCar tried it to create interest. They have a road course champion and an oval champion. The Dan Weldon incident in Vegas, that was horrible. Because that track was just, that is too short of a track and too high of a banking for those cars. If you can get four wide with IndyCar at 220 miles an hour, bad things are going to happen. There are some, tracks that are not really set up for open wheels.
They're not suitable to do it.
Right.
I mean, it's no question. There are tracks that are not suitable to it.
I think at one point.
Pocono is one, though. Pocono is suitable for it.
I believe if IRL, when it was Indy Racing League and they did all ovals, I believe they either looked at Bristol or did Bristol once and it was just not feasible.
It's too hard. But you have to, know who you are. And they just, the sport is dying except for this race. What? And you could tell me about the ratings were up, blah, blah, blah. Look, they had nowhere to go but.
But here's the thing, you're right about.
I'm not being cruel about it or whatever. If you're below one, you're not drawing a rating.
You're absolutely right about one thing. IndyCar right now needs to promote themselves with the two races that are, I think, the most exciting. Indianapolis and Milwaukee, the one-mile race. That's where you're going to see passing. That's where you have an opportunity.
Well, Pocono, you'll have an opportunity.
Oh, and Pocono will be another one. You're absolutely right.
Okay, you have to do that. Right? They need to be on speedways, so they need to bring back the Triple Crown like they used to have with Pocono, Ontario, and Indianapolis. Ontario no longer exists, but still.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, and we want to invite you to join us on Wednesday, June 5th for the Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, a great cause to help out the kids up and down the valley. We'll be there playing golf. Morning flight has availabilities. There are two availabilities in the afternoon flight. They actually have more golfers, more groups this year than last year. In fact, there's been a 15% increase in golfers this year than last. Because it's been pushed back to June 5th because of the inclement weather we encountered last week, they have another opportunity for you to be involved. Two afternoon flights open, morning flights available as well. You can join us and have a great time on Wednesday, June 5th. Bonnie Wassman and her group do a great job, and this is for the kids. And the weather on June 5th, I assure you, is going to be much better. And we're looking forward to it very, very much. So if you could join us for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament on June 5th at the beautiful Susquehanna Valley Country Club, we would greatly appreciate it. The show is now going to make a transition from Latin to English.
It was in Latin?
Well, we were talking about a dead sport and a dead language.
Wow, did I set you up for that one or what? Wow. Wow.
Look,
this is the best month of sports ever, all right? It really is.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever?
And all year long.
Now, okay, well, hold on a second. Next month is the U.S. Open Golf Tournament and the start of minor league baseball at Williamsport and State College. Okay?
Agreed.
You have the Special Olympics going on next month as well at Penn State. In July, you have the 4th of July to go with...
That's not a sport.
Races in NASCAR. Yeah, but you have the 4th of July, which means you have fireworks. You have a series of NASCAR races, Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game. August brings with it training camp starting in the NFL. September is the start of college football in the NFL season. You have the NHL starting in October, the NBA starting in November. You have football going on the entire time, bowl games. Then you transition into the basketball season with college basketball rolling on, the NCAA tournament in March. But we have May being the best month.
All right, December's a close second. You've got you have the Preakness.
Right.
You've got all three Triple Crown.
No.
Well, two of the three.
Belmont's next month.
You're right. You got two of the three in the Triple Crown. You've got the longest race in open wheels. You have the longest race in NASCAR. You have the NBA playoffs. You have the NHL playoffs. Let's see. You've got Major League Baseball in full swing now.
Yeah.
And next year we'll have the USFL to talk about. I mean, now tell me, how is May garbage?
I didn't. I said there are other months with a lot of great things still happening.
I agree. December's a close second.
A lot of great things happening.
I mean, Indy Pole Day will probably be the most watched time trials of any racing event.
True. But it's not going to garner anybody watching it. Now, the Indianapolis 500 will have viewers. No question about it. The Indianapolis 500 will draw eyeballs to the set. No ifs, ands, or buts.
You actually may watch 100 laps of it.
No, I'll probably watch almost all of it, like I do every year.
I was kidding. You did watch it last year. I remember you mentioning it.
When I was a When I was a kid, I listened to it on the radio every year.
Paul Page.
Every. No, it was not Paul Page. Well, Sid Collins.
When I listened to it, it was Paul Page.
Sid Collins was the voice of the Indianapolis 500 when I was a kid. And it was incredible. And yet great personalities, A.J. Foyt, Mario Andretti, you know, all the way through. Great personalities. Johnny Rutherford, Al Unser Sr., which then, of course, brought with Al Jr. I mean, there was a great personality. IndyCar doesn't have those personalities, and here's the problem that you have. I equate IndyCar to the Mexican border.
Can't wait for this.
Sure. All right.
Okay.
Who crosses from the United States into Mexico to live?
Who crosses from the United States? I have
nobody.
No
nobody. Okay? How many drivers go to NASCAR? How many go to the IndyCar? They don't. I don't hear any NASCAR driver going to IndyCar.
AJ Allmendinger.
I hear IndyCar guys going to NASCAR all the time.
AJ Allmendinger. As a matter of fact, one of the Bushes may actually run the double next year.
No, I'm talking permanent basis, one to the other. Tony Stewart, crossed. Danica Patrick, crossed. Marco, crossed. I mean, everybody crossed. Robbie Gordon, he went over. Every time you turn around, one guy after another or woman goes over to NASCAR.
Juan Pablo Montoya. He was one that crossed over to NASCAR. You're right. No, I mean, you that.
No, you don't see people crossing into IndyCar. But I don't see it.
But what you're talking about with IndyCar is the same problem I think NASCAR is starting to develop right now, is I think the personalities there are just getting tired.
Maybe they are. I don't know. But I know NASCAR has a full racing schedule, and they're drawing people. And they draw good ratings. Are the ratings off a little bit? Yeah, the ratings are off a little bit. But the IndyCar ratings are below one. When you're below one, that is the ratings equivalent of the Mendoza line.
What do we need drivers throwing helmets at each other to get on Sports Center now?
No. You don't need that. Okay. It's just for whatever reason, NASCAR's done a better job of putting together a quality race schedule that is well marketed. IndyCar has a race. If you go around and you go, we're going to have 47 teams, foursomes. So we're going to have 100 to 150 golfers at the Purdy Golf Tournament, right? On June 5th. Okay? You have 47 teams. That's going to be more than that. It's over 150. Kevin, if you were to ask them, name three Indianapolis races, IndyCar races. If you ask people to name three IndyCar races, they all could name the Indianapolis 500, and I'm telling you right now, they can't name two others. Maybe Pocono they get in there because it's the new race this year, which is great and exciting. We're going to be there, and I think it's going to be fun. They need to do more of that. Steve and Nori. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks. I wanted to weigh in on your IndyCar controversy.
There's no controversy, but go ahead.
Not to you.
Well, okay. Steve, you mentioned when you would listen to Indy on the radio, you had guys like A.J. Foyt, Mario Andretti, Johnny Rutherford, and now you don't have those guys. Those guys raced at the local tracks, and the local fans knew who they were, and the night before the Indy 500, they could go watch them somewhere. You don't have it anymore. Nobody knows who they are, whereas NASCAR is grabbing up those guys. I mean, if you look not only at the guys that switched over, look at where some of the other NASCAR drivers are coming from. They're coming from USAC sprint cars, and the local tracks. People know them. They go to see them. Nobody knows who's in the Indy cars anymore.
That is a great point. If I recall correctly, didn't Tony Stewart show up at Sealands Grove like a month ago? A
couple of weeks ago,
Tony Stewart was actually at Susquehanna Speedway last evening down near Harrisburg.
Yes,
he's raced a couple times at Sealands Grove, and he will just show up and race. He doesn't let anybody know. He just shows up, and there he is. And he actually won the race when he was Dillon's Grove a few weeks ago.
Joe Niemancheck would do that. Jeff Bodine was really good at doing that, just showing up at tracks and being a part of what's going on. And what used to happen, Steve, was that A.J. Foyt would leave IndyCar to go race the Daytona 500, but that would maybe the Firecracker 400, but that would be it. Mario Andretti would like slip in the Daytona 500, but they raced exclusively on the IndyCar circuit, right? And then they'd cross over and maybe pick up a NASCAR race. Now you have people leaving IndyCar to go race NASCAR, and that's all they're doing right now. And you're right. You do not see the IndyCar guys showing up at local tracks and doing anything like that. You see all the NASCAR guys still doing that and remembering their roots.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even when you talk about guys like, Andretti and Foyt, even before they did that, I mean, Mario Andretti raced at Bloomsburg in a midget, you know, so people
yes.
knew who he was. He raced at, you know, Nazareth. Before that, A.J. Foyt, you know, used to come in and race locally, and everybody knew who they were, and now nobody knows who they are.
Well, if you
That's
remember,
a great point.
If you remember, Steve, years ago when they ran at Pocono, you actually Michael Andretti was actually running the go-karts on the track that used to sit just off of the road there from the raceway. So they'd have that on the night before the race. So a lot of the guys would be in for that, bring the kids in. I mean, I don't know how many times. You know, we saw some of the guys driving now, or actually that are owners now, growing up on the go-kart track there at Pocono.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a quarter midget track outside where they did that. Yes, I do remember that because I never missed an IndyCar race at Pocono. In fact, the last few years that they were up there, I used to score for them. So, yeah. The thing is that as loyal as I was back then, I don't know if I'm going to go this year or not.
Wow. See, that makes a statement right there, because to me, the Indianapolis 500 is still the race in American racing. I mean, to me, it's still the race in American racing, but that is the only race that they have, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Kevin can talk about Sao Paulo and the whole thing. Nobody cares about that stuff. You have to get, I mean, when a diehard like you is considering not going to Pocono, that's a bad sign. At the same time, they're so poorly marketed that you don't know many of these guys anymore. And, of course, the marketing all goes back to the IRL kart split.
Oh, yeah, agreed, especially when IRL broke apart and said they were going to use American drivers on ovals. American racing fans, you might think it's not very interesting, but they like oval racing. They're not big road racing fans. And they got
Absolutely.
Away from that very quickly.
Absolutely, and I made that point earlier. Formula One has never been popular in this country. Never. It has never caught on ratings-wise. It has never caught on as a race. It just is not, because to most fans, it's like, well, come on, get some speed, do something. You know, I mean, people want to see them take the throttle and just kick it into another gear and see if they're faster than somebody else. They don't care about right turns and tire changes and things like that. They want to see people race. And Kevin mentioned the pits. Well, the pits, when they're putting fuel and tires on, is a race.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes that's the most interesting part of it. Actually, my tip for Kevin is that $200 or whatever he's going to spend to take his son up to see the practice, ring me up. I'll take you to a local dirt track. And for about $40 or $50, that includes dinner, we'll have a heck of a lot more fun.
Oh, no, practice is free. Practice is going to be free, but I'll tell you.
Yeah, okay, go buy a hot dog to see how free it is.
I got a cooler. Believe me, I'm cheap.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's the only time you're ever going to see anybody at that track do over 200 miles an hour, period.
I've seen it. It's a blur.
Right. But that's what fans want to see, Steve. I think they, I'm talking about this country, IndyCar racing. And I've mentioned this several times about whether you're a football program, a basketball program, or a sport. You have to know who you are. NASCAR does know who it is. The PGA Golf Tour knows who it is. Okay? IndyCar doesn't know who it is.
Yeah, they keep changing faces. The owners want to have control, and then somebody else comes along with the track, and there's no continuity. You're right there.
Right. I mean, for example, golf used to have the tournament out in Denver with the Stableford scoring system. They finally got rid of that because after a while, people just weren't. It's just not golf. So they got rid of that. But they gave it a shot, which is fine. You can do that with a tournament here or there. But leading up to the Indianapolis 500, okay, we haven't had an oval race yet, okay? There's no feel for anybody or anything at this point. It's all been one little boring no-pass race after another, making left turns, right turns, and the whole thing. I mean, please. Meanwhile, NASCAR is percolating along with a race every single week on a different track every week, and for the most part running the same, you know, running a bunch of races that have certainly some intrigue and drama to them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And actually, the best thing with auto racing is much better enjoyed in person than it is on TV.
Yeah, well, yeah, and people tell you that, for example, hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs going on right now. You go to a hockey game, people who go to hockey games absolutely love it. It's a better game in person than it is on TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was I just wanted to weigh in on that. And, you know, I wasn't going to be on Kevin's side. I know how big of an IndyCar fan is. And we've actually discussed this in the past. But, Kevin, you got my number. Call me up. I'll take your son and you do something. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. He'll love it, guaranteed.
All right, great. We'll do that.
Practice. He wants to go to practice. I mean, I go to practice.
Along. Steve, you can come along, too. We'll take Kevin's cooler and fill it up.
Listen, you go to practices more than anybody ever. You, Steve Jones, go to every practice there is. You know, I don't care. It doesn't matter what the sport is. It's still practice. You'll still go to it. You busted me about going to it.
I'm preparing for something at the end. I don't go there for entertainment.
Well, I'm preparing for something at the end.
Yeah, that's what the cooler's there for. All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve, great call. That really, you really gave me a little bit more enlightenment. That was really nice. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Our number 1-800-795-9565 and the Hilsers General Store Hotline. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. 800-795-9565 and the Hilsers General Store Hotline, where Dave in Sunbury is waiting. Hi, Dave. Welcome back to the show. Appreciate hearing from you.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dave. It's great to hear from you.
Well, I got a question for you and then a comment and also a question for Kevin, bud.
Yes, sir.
That basketball player that Patrick Chambers was after, did he by chance get him or not?
Well, he stood up. Well, no, they haven't signed anybody in the late signing period. No, they have not. They've had several transfers they've looked at, but they haven't signed them.
Well, because there's that one kid, that, you know, that real tall guy he was looking at. He said he's going to have an answer by that.
Yeah, no signing there yet.
Okay. And, you know what, and I didn't say had, that, because I didn't know the guy's name anyway, but I didn't want to do that to get you in trouble.
Well, it doesn't get me in trouble. I can talk about people in general terms, not just in I just can't talk about specific names. But they've actually looked at a series of transfers with some height to them that they'd like to bring into the program. That hasn't panned out. That has not panned out as of right now, even though they've looked and talked with several of them. But, no, there have been no signings for Penn State basketball in the late signing period.
Well, I've seen that Washington got a transfer to come in from Duke. I've seen that.
Right.
No.
But, right, they have. I mean, and Penn State's been involved. Like when Rodney Purvis transferred to UConn, Penn State did contact him. There's a kid from Texas that came in. They talked to him for a little bit. There's a kid from Georgia Tech. They've talked to him. You know, they've a kid from SMU. They've talked to him. So, I mean, they've had a group of transfers that they have talked to and been in contact with. But so far, nothing that has made both sides say yes.
Well, do you have Kevin all in a dither?
I am?
Well,
when I
for 16 months I have, Dave.
No, I mean, it's Steve Jones Show.
That's all right. I just forgot where I was. I forgot what time of day it was.
Of this, Dave.
How about that one, Steve?
16 months of this, Dave. He's been in a dither 17 months. He just, I mean, right now, mentally, lunch is gone.
Allen Iverson. Practice.
I know.
No,
he wants
to go
to practice now. He wants to watch one car at a time go out there. At least when I go to football practice, they're going against each other. And
there's
like, they're
more
like
than
11-11.
One car out there at a time.
one car practice.
That's a pretty good sound effect.
And all I thought about was that Maxwell with a pig.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, that when he starts talking about the Steelers and starts calling them we as if he's like a part of the organization.
Yeah, well, I just say Maxwell. Well, I'll hang up and listen and see what's going on, okay?
Thanks, Dave. Wow. People are now giving you nicknames. They're calling you Maxwell.
Oh, no, not people. You.
No, I just show up for work and just talk.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You're swell.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Our number 1-800-795-9565 on the Hillshire General Store hotline. I'm here in the Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15. Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, this is Monday, which means we're brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, and don't forget we'll be there June 5th for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So far in the opening hour of the show, we have talked exclusively about IndyCar.
No other program can say that.
You're darn right, and that brings up some concerns.
maybe for you. It's the most entertaining hour of this show I've had in a long time.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's like doing a show on English and talking about Latin the entire time.
You know, I had somebody over the weekend come up to me and said, listen, you're excited about IndyCar. Why? I said, I have no idea. I mean, I know I grew up in a NASCAR area. There's just something about, I always liked about open wheels. And Memorial Day weekend and the Indy 500 was, I mean, we didn't do anything. And if we did do something Memorial Day weekend or the Sunday over it, like go to Lake Jean or something like that, we would avoid the media at all costs, so we didn't know what happened until we could watch it on ABC at night. Maybe that's what instilled the open wheel racing to me. I don't know.
Always listen to it on the radio. I always watch the replay at night. I've always found it to be an exciting race. But when they had the split between CART and IRL, they almost essentially destroyed the sport at that point.
Absolutely right.
And they have lost viewership, they've lost drivers, and they've lost their personality and their right of way.